Oh, Ntate, we will always remember you, hey. Tshepo Tshola. And here he is with his original band, Sankomota Baba. This song also features on that album of the great years of Sankomota. I think it's 1981 to 1990. It's almost 25 past 9 on this Wednesday night. I did promise that I'll be having a discussion with Dr. Ntokozo Mzimela, who is also known as Dr. Bag. And tonight we bring to the fore, you know, the realities, the facts around these so-called pandemics. COVID-19 really awakened us to, I think, a whole new world, and the fact that we are really not safe. So now, as we're coming to grips with the issue of COVID-19, boom, there's this monkeypox. And mina langihlala khona tingobi antininjani. So people are actually worried. And then I think some couple of days ago, we heard that in India, the first death was recorded throughout the Asian, what you call, continent. Ntokozo, good to have you on the show. How are you?
Hi, Susie. I'm good. And you? It's been a while.
It's been a while, but I like your voice. It's calming. So I think that you are not a doctor by a coincidence. You do have that thing.
Oh, you know? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 2022, we're talking monkeypox. 2-3 years ago, we're talking COVID-19. And you know what, Ntokozo, I'll be honest with you. We haven't really dealt with COVID-19. But because life goes on, each and every day comes with its own stuff. Now we are here and we're dealing with monkeypox. People don't want to accept. People are in denial, but we see people are dying. So let's talk about these two pandemics, I would say.
Outbreaks. Okay, we call it outbreaks. That's how we term it in medicine, right? Mm-hmm. So if they are diseases that are of public health importance, you say they are for public health of concern because mm-hmm. they spread fast. So we have seen that with COVID-19, right? We got one case, Italy 10. You remember it started in China, and then before we knew it, it was an SA. Before we knew it, the whole world had it. Remember our story with COVID-19. So there's always been a system in place for diseases, for infectious diseases, right? It goes way back. I mean, the first outbreak, I remember, was with that flu. That first outbreak in 1918, I'm not forgetting it. But you know, with outbreaks,
the Spanish flu.
The Spanish flu. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say, we've always had outbreaks. It's not something that came with COVID-19, which is what Sabalalele, I want them to understand today.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to specifically monkeypox, in May, when was it when WHO decided to pronounce it? It was 23rd of July.
Mm.
They decided to name it a global health emergency, this monkeypox.
Mm.
It's not because it's going to kill people. It's not like COVID-19.
Mm.
COVID-19, we saw how many. This one is low fatality. And even with illness, it's not as severe as COVID-19. However, the challenge has been it has been detected in countries where it's not endemic. By endemic, I mean in countries where you commonly found it. So you usually find it in Africa.
Mm.
So the first case was reported on the 6th of May in the UK. It was a British resident that traveled to Nigeria that had it. But of note, which was that these cases of monkeypox, they are sexually transmitted.
Come again?
There's a new way of transmitting.
Come again, Dr. Mzimela?
It has said to be sexually transmitted, meaning most of the cases are men having sex with men.
What?
Yes. So, generically, from what we know, so monkeypox, they are cousins to smallpox, right? They are related. I'll call them like that. They are cousins. So, we've had that outbreak in the 80s. People were vaccinated. It was fine. we managed to curb that outbreak. But this time around, why it was very, it's a very controversial issue. Even the committee was not agreeing. Some didn't feel it's not an emergency, since it doesn't kill as many people, and since severity is low. But there was that concern that we could have been missing cases, because there's a new way of transmission, which is sexually transmitted. Before, it was like a chicken pox, right? You would touch someone's blister and you get chicken pox as well. So, yeah, monkey pox, more or less the same. It used to be like that. But this time around, they discovered that, no, something is amiss, which is what we're trying to study now. Now, country, I think I've only seen 3 cases that have been reported, and the stories don't tally. So that's the confusion among monkeypox. That's why I think WHO decided, okay, let's put an alarm. This is like an alarm, like they did with Ebola in 2013, 2016, but we didn't get it right in South Africa, like they did with Zika virus. So this is just an alarm saying, be alert when you get the symptoms. Be wary.
You know, I just want to quickly explain that the WHO is the World Health Organization. So for you, since you're a doctor, you know, it's second nature for you to be talking about these things. But some of us who are not in that space, we might not understand. So, but what I want to understand does not sound the alarm. We could find ourselves dealing with conditions that we can't explain and some people perishing. So it is important that it is announced. Unfortunately, that is also viewed as some way of spreading propaganda and, you know.
It's true. It's just that WHO is guided by regulation, right, by laws, let me put it like that. So there's a law called the International Health Regulation. It binds them legally that if they see something out of ordinary, they should alert us. But you are right, as you're saying, what we are meaning for good might turn for bad, because they're meaning for good. They say, red flag, be wary, there's a disease of concern. But the population on the ground may misinterpret that as we are going to die, especially post-COVID-19, because everything with COVID-19 came as a surprise, remember?
Now,
we were told, I'm going to leave it at that for now.
Okay, thank you. I was going to allow you to explain.
I think that's what I'm trying to explain. WHO is more cautious now after the COVID-19, because even with COVID, remember there was a SARS outbreak in 2012. That didn't get to us, remember? So I'm thinking now, if I was WHO, I would have thought, no, but we had this outbreak. We controlled it, we managed it. So COVID-19, you know, if I was the WHO person. But now, after being exposed to COVID and realizing, no, man, I underestimated, you know, I didn't put measures in place. I didn't, what's the word I want to use? I would rather overcall than undercall. If that's the better word to explain.
I understand.
Would you rather be more cautious in terms of limiting spread than playing it down low and not saying anything and people die?
Which boils down to prevention is better.
Which is why I think for my people, they felt, let's be on the safe side. Let's put an alert. But so far, so good, isn't it? Because in our country, in South Africa, we haven't had lots of cases. But it's of concern, because from the start of today, 2nd of August, there's been 25,400 indigenous confirmed cases in 80 countries, you see. So they can't really overlook
the facts, the realities, the numbers.
From May and August, the confirmed. So they could have missed cases. But so far, they've confirmed 25,436 cases in 80 countries.
Let me take you back deliberately. Is there something we could have been taught at school about where we are located geographically and the possible threats? Because you said monkeypox originates from Africa, it is believed.
Central Africa, yes. So it started in animals. I think we could have had more teaching in terms of hygiene.
Yes, as I wanted to get to that point, that why is it that these outbreaks normally occur in these highly populated places, areas, you know, Central Africa, yeah. India, China. Togozo, please tell us.
It's to be more clean. Wash your hands, cover your mouth and you cough. You know, clean, clean, clean. Don't eat raw food, because I know that for Ebola, you know, some countries, some disease comes because they eat raw animals, you know.
Oh, my God.
Like,
And then there's, so yeah, I'm just thinking about raw animals. And I think when these trends hit the world, you know, everybody gets excited. I mean, I do have a special liking for sushi, which is not something that is,
you know, it can come with its own problems.
Descent, I guess.
processed food, listeria, we have also.
Listeriosis, you mean?
So it comes with its odds, this life changing of lifestyle also.
Going forward, how can we best take care of ourselves and our loved ones and protect our Earth, our planet?
I think it's similar to COVID-19. We have a success story. We covered our face with mask. We changed how we work. Remember now, working from home. Mm-hmm. We were avoiding overcrowding. Back to the basics. Back to the basics. Washing hands regularly.
Avoiding
making sure we're covered.
Necessary.
And then protected sex.
Yay!
Back to the basics. Yeah.
Back to the basics, indeed. This is this was quite an enlightening conversation. I just feel so enlightened, and I hope that everyone who's listening gets the point, because sometimes we wanna sugarcoat things. Look, human beings have got their own gems. We dairy like that.
Yeah.
So some people have got hygiene issues, and we mixed up, we hook up, we share utensils, we share cutlery, we share, we're intimate, you know, we share, exchange fluids.
But then, unfortunately for us, we are that generation that cannot just share.
We just can't, eh?
Because it doesn't mean I the affection is late.
That was Dr. Bad. I wish I could spend a day with you, because I can imagine how sensitive you are, you know. Do you still wear your mask?
No, I just said I'm colonized. I've had COVID so many times. I've vaccinated, I'm fully vaccinated, so. But I still wash my hands regularly and cover my mouth when I cough. Mm-hmm. But in mask, you know, I'm not wearing it anymore. Wow. I'm confident in the vaccine.
So,
but I still need to be cautious. Yeah, I still need to be cautious.
Brenda. So you are what we would refer to as a COVID-19 survivor.
Yes.
It's good to hear that there's some silver lining. In the cloud, silver lining on the cloud. Clouds. And also, thank you, man. Thank you so much. I'm just enjoying this. I wish I could just study medicine, but we all know how I feel about meds and science.
Yeah.
We're also celebrating women in the meds, science, and technology space.
Oh,
yeah. Shout out to Dr. Ndogozo Mzimela, Dr. Bag. Raz FM loves you. Thank you so much for being part of our show tonight.
Okay. Thank you once more for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Safety first. Oh, what a nice and interesting conversation. Look, nothing is going to go away on its own. We're going to have to confront these things. We dirty, eh? Dirty like that. Let's protect one another. Let's go dancing. Ooh la la la. It's a Wednesday on Rise FM. My name is Pretty D.